Hello once again, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where today we are talking about the 2018 movie, The Predator. If you are on our YouTube channel right now, you are noticing that we have the poster, kind of one of the more gorier posters for that, that basically it's a predator creature entirely made out of skulls, for those of you who can't immediately see it. But I invite you to come over to our YouTube channel and check it out, because our video reviews have a little bit more than our audio ones do, as you get to see the trailer and you get to see a little bit more that's going on. Sorry, I didn't comb my eyebrows this morning, so my apologies on that. And I do want to address something a little bit. I've gotten two messages now just recently about the way that my polo buttons here. I actually do prefer men's polos to women's polos, just because they're not tapered. They're just more of a loose fit and they're just more comfortable. So I am 100% woman, completely, totally, biologically, in every way that counts. I don't do the whole pronoun thing. I just think that's ridiculous by the woke community. But people are actually making a big deal about my polos because they button the wrong way. Really? Come on. Let's get back to the movie. So we are talking about the 2018 version of The Predator. I want to get into right away that I am giving this a guilty rating, because even if it wasn't just the blood and the gore, the language and the jokes, a little bit you'll hear in the trailer on some of that, but it's definitely not safe for younger ears at all, or eyes, as that matter. Score-wise, as with typical movies, some go high, some go low compared to the original. I gave the original a 6.5, the new one, Predator Badlands, got a 6.75. So where does that put The Predator in 2018? Well, you're just going to have to wait and find out. So, as always, I promise I will get to that, but I want to go ahead and share with you the trailer for this movie, and then I'm going to share with you the original review that was on MovieDeputy.com. So, let's jump right into the trailer on this one.
Do you know what my job description is?
What would your job description be if you were hunting a predator? Exactly what type of job description would that entail?
I'm in acquisitions. I look up and I catch what falls out of the sky.
What's on the ship?
Do you think they're ready for the question, and for the answer to the question, I should say? Something tells me they weren't.
Tell me about the mission. Did you see anything unusual?
It's above our pay grade.
Do I get a cookie now?
Look, I get it. Something went down in Mexico. Nobody wants any witnesses.
We need to know if you and your man pose a threat.
As usual, if you get too close to something the government doesn't want you close to, what's going to happen? I guess we'll have to find out.
We're Rangers.
Hey, Baxley, if your mom's vagina were a video game, it'd be rated E for everyone.
That's one of the many jokes that I'm talking about that take place in this movie. And believe it or not, there's ones that get even raunchier than that.
A threat. Kind of the fucking point.
Predators just don't sit around making hats out of rib cages. They conquered space. But that's not what's on the horizon.
Should I be worried?
Riley.
I think you know what is on the ship. The ultimate predators.
As if the basic predators weren't bad enough, now there's ultimate predators? What exactly does that entail? Well, again, you're going to kind of have to check this out to find out for yourself, because I won't spoil it.
Light him up!
We may die.
We're still here. So
Come and get us, motherfucker.
It's interesting that it goes from the predator to the predator, and along the way we find out it's the ultimate predator, predators, or however you want to put that for that. But as you can tell, that the trailer does have some stronger language. I use that kind of language in my own everyday life, but I do not use it on my podcast because I don't want to have to label these shows as such. So my apologies for littler ears that for that trailer portion of that, but I just want to present it as it is. So I want to go ahead and share with you the podcast version of this image. Now, you'll notice, as I said, that if you're on our YouTube channel, that the podcast, sorry, one of my cats is being crazy, but the skull of the predator is made up of skulls of other creatures. And I don't know if you caught the thing about the rib cage in the trailer. That's going to be kind of an important little piece of tidbit of information if you were watching the movie. But let's go ahead and show you our podcast image. So this is the poster. And this is what I did for the podcast image. I just took it down into a basic cube shape and just kind of just stuffed with the lettering and added a yellow border to the lettering just so it would stand out a little bit more. So I kind of like how that turned out myself, and I hope you do too. But let's jump in right into the whole thing of the original review that I had on MovieDeputy.com. In order to defeat an enemy, you must first understand it. Predators have been here before, and though it may have been hidden from the public, the government knows more than they care to admit. When a group of soldiers comes across something that they don't understand, they investigate what it could be. One of them sees an opportunity to look a little deeper, so he sends something to himself back home in order to have exclusive access to it. What he doesn't know is that the package will end up in the hands of a loved one. This situation will not only put his team in danger, but his loved ones as well. All in an effort to defeat the enemy. Only, what if the enemy isn't the enemy? That may be confusing with all of the Predator stories, but hang on, it'll all make some sense in the end. What happens in between is a bit of a comedic, horrific adventure. Now, if you can't quite imagine a comedic Predator story, that's understandable, but this one just may surprise you. The creatures may be similar, but the story is not. This isn't your parents' Predator movie, but this could relaunch the story for a new generation. It all depends on what you're looking for. Now, that really kind of sums up the Predator movie. Is I usually say if I laugh in a horror movie, that kind of kills the score right there. And that's part of the score system on this one a little bit. The Predators, they're not supposed to be funny movies. They're not supposed to be comedic. But some of the jokes and just some of the things that happen, you can't help but laugh. And I'm just like, was that really the point? Was that really what they were going for? It's not bad by any means. It's not a bad movie by any means, but there's a lot of things that it's following the same original timeline as the original Predator movie, but things are out of sequence and things that it references are that just don't make sense with the original movie. And I haven't even gotten into the other ones yet. So we're going to kind of have to see where that goes. Score-wise, with The Predator, I came in at a 5.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. If you are curious about the Deputy scale, we have it on our MovieDeputy.com About page. It goes into a little bit more explanation. Or on our Movie Deputy podcast channel, I have a show entirely dedicated to explaining what the scoring system is. So on our rating system, a 5 is a watchable, decent story, significant flaws. And a 6 is watchable, good story, some flaws. And as you can see, this kind of falls right in between there. But I'd like to usually explain a little bit of where I'm at with these. A lot of score systems, a 5 is really like, eh. But even on Movie Deputy, a 4 out of 10 is still what I call watchable but forgettable. And obviously this did much better than that. So if you've ever been curious about Predator or you want to introduce Predator to a new generation, college age kids, out of high school kids, etc., or however you want to approach that. And maybe you might want to start with Predator Badlands, because that's kind of a fun way to jump into the story. And it also kind of would help lead back. It's like, it wouldn't hurt to watch them out of order, because they're not, you don't need one for the next one, which is kind of nice. But that may at least trigger some interest in a new generation for the Predator series. So Predator Badlands and the Predator are good places to start with some of this. So I hope that you're having fun with this adventure. I know I am. I'm going to be back this weekend with some of the new movies for you. And as always, like, share, and subscribe for the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. And as always, I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.